Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk to one of our favorites ever in Philadelphia sports. And, of course, he coached both the Eagles and the Rams, coached them both in a Super Bowl with Dick Vermeil, who is, of course, in St. Louis, not in L.A. And the coach joins us every single Friday at this time on a Football Friday. We love talking some football with Dick Vermeil, who is brought to us by Independence Blue Cross, the region's strongest network of doctors and hospitals. It means you can choose where, when, and how you get the care you need. Independence Blue Cross. Learn more at IBX.com. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys.
Well, we are fired up for this game, and it's been a robust week of conversation, Dick, as you know. A lot of different topics, one of which has been the tush push. Let's start there. So I can honestly tell you, I don't remember your answer over the last few years, if you're pro keeping it or think it should be gone. I'm one of the few around here that think it should be gone. Where do you come down? If you were on the competition committee, would you elect to vote to keep it or get rid of it?
I wouldn't vote against it. I said all along, I think I said anyway, that, you know, I'm really not a big fan of the play, but I wouldn't vote against it. You know, there's advantages to it. There's disadvantages. One of the disadvantages to the tush push that no one really mentions, it eliminates the ability for a surprise third and inches play or fourth and inches play. I can't tell you how many games over my career that third and inches play was a fake run and a big pass downfield, or a fourth and inches play that fake run, big pass downfield that won the game for us. So that's the only thing it really eliminates in terms of an offensive type football play. But, you know, it just doesn't look like a football play to me, but I wouldn't vote against it.
Yeah, okay, interesting. So, Coach, let's talk about the Eagles' offense. It's obviously been a struggle so far. They're 2-0 anyway. How concerned are you with what they're doing offensively with their performance?
Well, I sort of look to the past. You know, last year we didn't start out real fast offensively either, then got going after the bye. But, you know, I would have concerns just like I would be if I were coaching, and I'm sure that they have the same concerns. They've got to do a better job than they're doing right now. You know, they're just not what they ought to be or not what they will end up being, in my opinion. I'm sort of surprised it's taking them that long to get going. You know, that the Cowboys – last week, you know, we played them, the Cowboys, and the Giants played last week. The Giants threw for 450 yards against them, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just compare what our team has done against similar opponents. I know they're better than that. I know they're better. We know that Hurts is better than that. And I'm surprised that with the coordinator, who was within this game all along, is having trouble getting the ball downfield.
Coach,
it's totally on purpose. You know.
Let's talk about that a little bit. With this week, we've got a matchup. When you're talking about these offenses, you talk about our matchup with Kevin Petullo's offense, where you don't have much motion, you don't have much complexity, and then across the way, you've got, you know, a wonderkind coach who's got an offense that motions guys out the, you know, all over in every direction, and it is a lot more complex. Which is preferable in your book? Which works better?
Well, I think what works best is what you coach on the field. I disguise, distract, and disrupt with movements, cause a mistake, maybe eliminate a little physical edge that the defense has because you've gained some leverage with your movement and your shifting mechanics. But, you know, it's what you coach. You end up doing well what you coach. And the Rams have been a movement motion team and a shifting team, and they're going to continue to be. And right yeah. now, in studying their offense, like I did this week, in comparison to last year, they're better. They're a better football team right now than they finished the season last year.
Why
right
is
now,
that?
Of course, our numbers right now compared to last year are not impressive, okay, in any categories. But like you say all along, he hasn't turned the ball over. He's thrown 75% complete and no touch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Downs. We're the only offensive football that hasn't thrown a touchdown pass. But
yeah.
That leads you to believe sooner or later it's going to blossom.
Probably going to throw a touchdown pass eventually.
Yeah, probably will.
How hard is it for us to cover them when they're throwing the ball? I mean, Matthew Stafford throwing the ball to Devontae Adams, and we know Puka Nacua is pretty good too. How tough is that going to be with the cornerbacks we have to work with?
Well, fortunately, we have Vic Fangio. The Rams cannot do anything he hasn't seen, okay? That's mm-hmm. all. His experience, and as well coached as the defense is, I don't think it'll be a big, big factor. You know, yes, we have some new people on within the defensive scheme, but I don't think it'll be a big deal to them. I think they'll handle it well. Plus, our pass rush, you know, Matthew Stafford's been knocked around a little bit already, you know, and with our pass rush, especially now inside there with those tackles, I think we will give them some problems they will have a tough time handling.
Dick Vermeil with us here. By the way, congratulations to the winner of the Eagles-Rams tickets. His name is Andrew from Cherry Hill, listening to our show. Andrew won those tickets, and we're so happy to give them away.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
You know, Dick, we're a couple of years into this Sirianni thing now, year five, and there's a lot I marvel at with him. I mean, I really admire him. I think he's a great coach. I think his attention to detail is excellent. I think the culture he fosters is excellent. But another aspect, and I'm curious if you, too, think he's well above average at this. I think he's a great game manager. I mean, there's a lot going on for those 3 hours and 20 minutes or 3 hours in an NFL game. And sometimes even the great coaches, things can spiral out of control on them. I think he's got a great ability to manage the game. Do you see it that way?
Well, when you look at his win and loss record, you have to say you're 100% correct. Oh, my God. You can't do much better job than he's done with his win-loss record and Super Bowl wins, playoff wins. So you'd have to say you bet he's doing a great job.
How tough is that? I mean, you're talking to a coordinator, the other coordinator. You got someone in your ear saying when to challenge, when not. You're managing players who are happy. You're managing players who are frustrated. You're keeping your eye on the clock and your timeouts and the down and distance. How difficult is that?
It all depends on who you have in the box upstairs. You know, sometimes you put a guy up there that's really good at it, and you only give him that responsibility to concentrate on every factor that's going on in the time management scheme and when to and when not to, all these kinds of things. And he is a reinforcer to you down on the field. And many times, at least in my career, I've had a guy like Al Sunders, Mike Martz, those kind of guys in the box, and Dick Corey in Philadelphia here that lead you to a simple decision. It's not a complicated one because they're working on it all along through the game.
Coach, this week against the Rams, is there one thing you're looking for this Eagles team to improve upon? One thing, well, one area you're really hoping to see a boost?
Well, you know, to beat the Rams, you're going to have to include your best players. Those wide receivers got to make some plays.
Yeah,
because
that'd be
you
great.
Know that those people are going to make some plays. You're paying those guys a lot of money, and they will end up making some big plays. They've been doing that all along, especially last year in a world championship team.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to get those guys involved, and I'm sure that they will.
Coach, let's get your prediction. The Eagles and Rams, week three matchup. It's a good one. What do you got?
Well, my computer says based on the last six games of last year and the first two of this year, the Eagles beat the Rams by 1 point.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. That's what it says. But if you took just the two games played, the Rams would win.
And why do you think that is?
Games played,
why is that?
Because offensively, you're going to have to score more points than we're scoring right now to beat them.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is something. Well, Coach, obviously great news, not with that prediction, but with the fact that Vermeil Wines is available in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. I'll remind everyone, delicious Vermeil wines, which can be shipped directly to your home. I've got a bunch of Vermeil wines. Love them. VermeilWines.com, the website, VermeilWines.com for Coach's entire wine selection. Coach, enjoy the game on Sunday. We look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, thank you, guys. Go
Thanks,
Eagles.
Coach.
All right, there you go. Go Birds. Birds. Eagles head coach. Eagles former head coach. Always an Eagle. Dick Vermeil.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.